Hello and welcome to the No Dusty Bibles podcast, where we delve into just two chapters of scripture a day at a sustainable, rewarding pace. I'm your host, Heather, and I'm an author, speaker, and Bible teacher, and I'm joined by my co-host, Hannah, who is the director of all the things here at the Rescued Letters Collective.
Hey everyone, we're here to guide you through your daily Bible reading, bringing insights, encouragement, and a sense of fellowship right to your ears. If you would like to receive weekly emails for Bible reading, sign up at therescuedletters.com/no-dusty-bibles or click the link in the show notes below.
Whether you're starting your day, taking a break, or winding down, join us as we explore God's Word together. Let's dive into today's scripture and find the hope and wisdom waiting for us there.
Hey friends, and happy Monday to you. It's Heather here, and we are diving into Luke for the next 2 weeks. So today we're actually starting in Luke 3. The reason why is because we actually read chapters Luke 1 and 2 in the very beginning before we launched into the Determined study. So we're just trying to follow the schedule that was set before this year even started. So that's why we're starting today in Luke 3. And then we're just going to continue right on through Luke 24, two chapters a day, and then we'll roll right into John. So, but what we're adding, as we head back into Luke, just to read straight through, we're going to add some questions for you to ponder about the scripture that we're reading, because we've heard from several of you to say, hey, we really love those questions to ponder at the end of the day. So we are adding that to our daily episodes, and we hope that it encourages you just to think about scripture in new ways and to make scripture come alive as you go throughout your day. So I hope you enjoy that. And without further ado, let's get started. So we are reading from Luke 3 and 4, and then I will launch into our questions to consider for the day. All right, here is Luke 3. Now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate, being governor of Judea, and Herod, being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea, and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. He came into all the region around the Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley will be filled, every mountain and hill will be brought low. The crooked will become straight, and the rough ways smooth. All flesh will see God's salvation. He said, therefore, to the multitudes who went out to be baptized by him, you offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, produce fruits worthy of repentance, and don't begin to say among yourselves, we have Abraham for our father, for I tell you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe also lies at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that doesn't produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. The multitudes asked him, what then must we do? He answered them, he who has two coats, let him give to him who has none. He who has food, let him do likewise. Tax collectors also came to be baptized, and they said to him, teacher, what must we do? He said to them, collect no more than that which is appointed to you. Soldiers also asked him, saying, what about us? What must we do? He said to them, extort from no one by violence, neither accuse anyone wrongfully. Be content with your wages. As the people were in expectation, and all the men reasoned in their hearts concerning John, whether perhaps he was the Christ, John answered them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but he comes who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to loosen. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor and will gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being removed for him by Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things which Herod had done, added this also to them all, that he shut up John in prison. And now when all the people were baptized, Jesus also had been baptized and was praying. The sky was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form like a dove on him. And a voice came out of the sky, saying, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." Jesus himself, when he began to teach, was about 30 years old, being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esli, the son of Nagai, the son of Math, the son of Mattathias, the son of Simeon, the son of Joseph, the son of Judah, the son of Jonan, the son of Risa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adai, the son of Kosam, the son of Elmadam, the son of Er, the son of Jose, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonan, the son of Eliakim, the son of Meliah, the son of Menan, the son of Mathatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nashon, the son of Amminadab, the son of Aram, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalaleel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Chapter 4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. He ate nothing in those days. Afterward, when they were completed, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.'" The devil, leading him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil said to him, "I will give you all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I want. If you therefore will worship before me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and you shall serve him only.'" He led him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He will put his angels in charge of you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest perhaps you dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answering said to him, "It has been said, 'You shall not tempt the Lord your God.'" When the devil had completed every temptation, he departed from him until another time. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and news about him spread through all the surrounding area. He taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. He entered, as was his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. The book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. He opened the book and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and deliver those who are crushed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." He closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to tell them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All testified about him and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth, and they said, "Isn't this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will tell me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done at Capernaum, do also here in your hometown.'" He said, "Most certainly I tell you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. But truly I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when a great famine came over all the land. Elijah was sent to none of them except to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. There were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. They were all filled with wrath in the synagogue as they heard these things. They rose up, threw him out of the city, and led him to the brow of the hill that their city was built on, that they might throw him off a cliff. But he, passing through the middle of them, went his way. He came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. He was teaching them on the Sabbath day, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. In the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Ah, what have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." When the demon had thrown him down in the middle of them, he came out of him, having done him no harm. Amazement came on all, and they spoke together, one with another, saying, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." News about him went out into every place of the surrounding region. He rose up from the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a great fever, and they begged him to help her. He stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately she rose up and served them. When the sun was setting, all those who had any sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." Rebuking them, he didn't allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. When it was day, he departed and went into an uninhabited place, and the multitudes looked for him and came to him and held on to him, so that he wouldn't go away from them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of God's kingdom to the other cities also. For this reason I have been sent." He was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee. All right, so here are a few things to consider as you go about your day for Luke chapters 3 and 4. The first is John's call for repentance. We encourage you to reflect on John the Baptist's message of repentance. So in what ways do you recognize the need for repentance in your own life? How can you prepare your heart to receive Jesus more fully? The next one is considering Jesus's baptism and the descent of the Holy Spirit upon him. How does this event signify the beginning of Jesus's ministry? And how has the Holy Spirit worked in your life to empower and guide you in your own journey of faith? The third one to consider is to explore the significance of Jesus's temptation in the wilderness. What temptations do you face in your own life, and how do you resist them? How does Jesus's example of reliance on Scripture inspire you to combat temptation? The fourth thing to think about in these chapters is to contemplate Jesus's proclamation in the synagogue at Nazareth, where he declares the fulfillment of Scripture in himself. How does Jesus's mission to bring good news to the poor, release to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind resonate with you? And in what ways can you participate in this mission in your own community? And finally, we invite you to reflect on the different responses to Jesus's message in these chapters, ranging from acceptance to rejection. How do you respond to Jesus's call to follow him? What obstacles or doubts do you face? And how can you overcome them to embrace his message more fully? All right, friends, that's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with chapters 5 and 6 of the Gospel of Luke. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you for spending part of your day with us here at the No Dusty Bibles podcast. We hope today's reading has encouraged you and brought you closer to understanding the heart of God.
Don't forget to join us for the next reading. And if you're looking for more resources or want to connect with our community, visit us at therescuedletters.com and find us on social media at Rescued Letters.
The No Dusty Bibles podcast is produced by the Rescued Letters Collective, a united front of women's ministry endeavors with a shared vision to help women everywhere cultivate a richer faith. Our mission is simple but transformative: Make the Bible not just available, but wholly accessible and deeply meaningful for every woman who seeks its wisdom. If this podcast encouraged you today, we would love for you to leave a rating and review and also share it with a friend. Until next time, I'm Heather.
And I'm Hannah.
Reminding you that every page turned in the Bible is a step closer to God.
We're rooting for you.